One of the mitzvahs which stands out the night of the Seder is the mitzvah of Hallel. So we do Hallel in davening. For those who have the minhag to at least after Ma'ariv to say Hallel before going home to the Seder. And then we do Hallel once again at the Seder. What's interesting to note, and we'll have to understand this in Mitzvah Hashem, why it is that the Hallel which is said in Shul before coming home to the Seder, the night of the Seder, is a Hallel which is said in its entirety straight. Whereas by the Seder, we have to make sense, why is it that the Hallel is divided into two sections? We begin Hallel by Magid, and we only complete the Hallel later by the Simen called Hallel. So why, Manishtana HaHallel HaZeh, that the first Hallel is complete, whereas the second Hallel is broken into pieces? Something else to understand is that, of course, there's an inyan of the night of Pesach of Simanim. There's Simanim of the Seder itself. There's 15 Simanim. And Rabbi Huda Hayinai Simahem Simanim. He turned Makos and made them into Simanim. Something else to note is that when we do the Makos, when we count the Makos, we do it in a way where we enumerate them. Right? We have ways of doing that with our fingers, with the plate, as we'll get to, Mitzvah Hashem. What's the significance of that? And of course, everything is in the name, so I want to focus tonight on the name of Tzafon. The inyan of Tzafon and what that means as a perspective on the mitzvah of Afikomen. So let's begin with Yachatz. We're just getting into the Seder, and we come to Yachatz, and we take this beautiful handmade matzah, and we crack it into two pieces. The Rizal says that one piece should be bigger than the second piece. And that piece is the piece which we're going to put away for the Afikomen. That it should be, let's say, 2/3 to 1/3 shear. And the 2/3, the bigger half, should be set away. That will be tzafon v'nignaz until the time to eat it later by achidas Afikomen. Why should that piece be bigger than the smaller piece? Why shouldn't they be equal pieces? So, of course, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He runs this world with two primary midos. The mid of chesed and the mid of din. Chesed and din divide into two sides, yamin and small. Of course, the right hand, the tzad yamin, is always the preferred mehalach and avodas Hashem. All mitzvahs which we do with the right hand. And the reason for that, of course, we know, is because our objective in terms of Tikkun HaOlam is to be mamshech chasadim, to bring down chasadim into this world, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that the world should be a world which He designed it to be, which is a world of Toiv v'chesed. Ach Toiv v'chesed yidifuni kai michai. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world to do good. On the other hand, we have the Mid of Din, and one would say that our job is to run after chesed and to run away from the Mid of Din. However, of course, in Pnimius, there's an idea of sweetening judgments to be mamtik dinim. And that's a very important role which is done and focused on by tzaddikim. Not just to bring down chasadim, but in times where there are dinim, in order to sweeten the dinim. And tzaddikim, they spend their lives doing that, which is why if a person has a chayli, the Gemara says, if you have a chayli, go to a chacham, go to a tzaddik, let him be mispalo for you. Because a tzaddik spends his whole life taking the parts of himself which have dinim on them, which is the tzad haguf, and to sweeten the din, sweeten the guf, and to turn it into neshama. So they have that korach to be mamtik dinim. Whereas other people, they spend their lives running away from dinim. A tzaddik says, I'm not afraid. I understand, and I have a munah in the Rosh Hashanah that we could sweeten judgments, be masakin dinim, be mamtik them, and turn them into beautiful things, which is the whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah, why we have dvash, that we take the tapuach and we put in dvash, or the lechem we put in dvash. The whole inyan of dvash is the inyan of hamtakas adinim. The shayfer is the secret of mamtik dinim. When that is done, when that is accomplished, so something very special comes out of that. Is that although it seemed on the surface that the chesed is greater than the din, there are buried chasadim within the mid of din. That when those dinim become batel and that chesed becomes revealed, we see about that, that the chasadim which were buried within the din are even higher and even greater than the revealed chasadim which we saw earlier. And that's the difference between chesed and rav chesed. There's a mid of Hashem called chesed, And there's also Rav Chesed. And greater is Rav Chesed than Chesed, of course. And that Rav Chesed is buried within the din. And that's why we say, Vani, Sefilasi Lacha Hashem Misratzon, Elokim, Berav Chastecha Aneni. We've spoken many times that Elokim, which is of course the mid of Hashem's judgment, the mid of din, we mayachis that to the Rav Chesed. Elokim Berav Chastecha. Because the Chesed of Rav Chesed is Tamun, V'nitman v'saych within Hashem's mid of din. That's why on Minchan Shabbos, which is called the Zman of Raivid the Raivin, that normally Mincha is a Zman of Din. That's Yitzchak's Midah throughout the week. But when Shabbos comes, Shabbos has a way of being Megalod Chasadim within Mincha. So dafka when you come to Mincha Shabbos, which is the mid of Din, and Shabbos has a way of bringing out the Chasadim to be Mamtik the Dinin, so dafka by Mincha Shabbos, we begin by saying, when we take out the Torah, we say that Pazak, Vanis filasit Hashem Eis Ratzon, that at the time where there's an Eis Ratzon, like Minchan Shabbos, which is Azman, Ravi the Ravin, so we're able to say, Elokim Berov Chastecha. We Megala now the Midah of Rav Chesed. And as we said, when that happens, we see that the Midah of Rav Chesed, that the Dinim were just a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was housing, concealing the Rav Chesed in order that they should be revealed. That's the process of Amtakas HaDinim, to be Megala the Rav Chesed inherent within the Din, which will shine even greater and really make bottle even, so to speak, the Chesedim. And it makes us be Megala also the Mafeya, that the whole purpose of Hashem bringing that Chesed, even Mitchila, was not that we should enjoy ourselves with that Chesed, that we should use that Chesed as a tool to be Mamtik to Din and to be Megala even greater Chesedim. When we take the matzah and we hold it in our hands and we break that matzah into two, we know that there's a dichotomy of matzah we spoke about before. Then on the one hand, matzah is not just a siman of chayrus, which is the obvious, but matzah is also a siman of avdus. Halachma anya diachal avasar the mitzvah. The mitzvah weren't looking to make things good, to feed delicacies to Jewish people. They wanted to give them minimum wage and even less than that. So they fed the matzah. It was the cheapest, easiest way to feed their labor. So the Yidden ate the matzah in Mitzrayim, and how ironic was it for them that when they left Mitzrayim, Hashem fed them also matzahs, which is also a symbol to the fact that they weren't yet zeicher from their own tzchusim to be able to leave Mitzrayim. That was only later when they said Nasa v'nishma. So matzah on the one hand, and this is how some of Farshim understand, that when we say manishtana, kulei matzah, and maybe it's the Yavetz who understands this way, that the question is, what is this matzah? Is this matzah a siman of chayrus or a siman of avdus? Is it a siman of dinim or is it a siman of chesed? And be'emes, one of the reasons why we can say we break the matzah into two is because the matzah represents these two parts of what we're speaking about right now. That there's the tzad din of matzah and there's the tzad chesed of matzah. There's the tzad shivud and there's the tzad chayrus. So therefore, when you divide the matzah into two, you divide the matzah into two parts, into the tzad of din, and into the tzad of chesed. So let's do a little remez now. So if you take the word din, what's the gematria of din?
64.
64. Right? Chesed? 70. 72 and 64, gematria 136. Now the word matzah is gematria 135. So with the koilel, the matzah is gematria chesedin. So what happened with the koilel? If you add one more. If you add one more, the koilel to matzah turns 135 into 136. That's a gematria type of thing. So when you turn matzah with the koilel, so it's gematria chesedin. So therefore, when you break the matzah into two parts, you can say that you're dividing the matzah into its two parts. The hainu, one part is called chesed, and one part is called din. Because chesedin is gematria matzah. So now I ask you, when you break the matzah into two parts, one part is called chesed, one part is called din, and you're holding the bigger matzah, which is the afikomen, holding the smaller one, which one is the afikomen? Is the afikomen the chesed, or is the afikomen the din? What would you say?
Chesed.
Huh? Tzafon. Is that an answer? I don't know, what was that?
Yeah.
Huh? So din is, so therefore their afikomen should be the smaller or the bigger of the two?
Bigger is more in it.
So based on what we said, very good. Right, so normally we would say that chesed is bigger than din. So therefore we would think that chesed is greater than din. That's at least what we hope for. Right? But it's not Nizgaliya. That's what we're getting towards. And that is that the reason why the Tzafon, which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great mid of Chesed, is the bigger piece, is because it represents the Rav Chesed of Hashem. So really, the Afikomen is the mid of Din. The Afikomen is Din. And we don't yet understand that Din. So therefore, we take that Din, and we say Tzafon to it. We're putting you away, because only the Asa level will we understand, really, the virtue and the great Amkus within the mid of Hashem's Din. So therefore, there's Motzi Matzah, which is one part of the Matzah. That's the smaller part. And the greater part, the bigger part, that's for Afikomen, that's the din, which is Tzafon, because only La'asal will understand it. As the Pasuk says, Ma Rav Tuvcha, Asher Tzafan Tali Be'echa. Rav Tuvcha, how great is your Tov? It's not just Stam Tov, it's called Rav Tuvcha. But where? Asher Tzafanta, which is in that Tzafon. So that's where the bigger piece is for Afikomen, because it represents the Rav Chesed, which is buried within the Afikomen. With this we can understand the very interesting Seder of Hallel, which we do on the night of the Seder, which is what we began with. We have to understand that being that the Mid of Hashem's Chesed, called Rav Chesed, is not yet Nisgala, we can't really sing a Hallel on type of a Chesed yet. The only Hallel which we could sing about is the Chesed we're familiar with, which is the plain Chesed which we're accustomed to. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He took us out of Mitzrayim with a Mid of Chesed, Stam Chesed. But there was a Mid of Zin, which was Mekatrik. Because the Mid of Zin said when they left, Chazal tell us, what's the difference between this one and that one? This one is halalu of the avodah zarah and the halalu of the avodah zarah. They're both of the avodah zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu had a way of ignoring the mid of din. Of course, he was able to bypass it temporarily by giving us the mitzvah of meal and korban pesach. But then it came back again by shvi shal pesach, and again manishtana elu me'elu. And then by kriyas yamz of Hashem tore it up in half, cross satan. And the real answer was niskalav ibatan tayra, which we're not getting to now. But Hashem took us out with the mid of chesed. But there was a kitchik for the Mid of Din, that the Mid of Din was not yet maskim to the Mid of Chesed, that Hashem should take the Gidin out of Mitzrayim. It was only because of the Shvua that Hashem made to Avram that the Kayach Shvua was able to dominate the Mid of Chesed. Because Shvua means that you're maskim with the Mid of Din, that you must do it. So Hashem already prepared in advance that no matter what circumstance would befall the Jewish people, He would take them out of Mitzrayim no matter what. But that Yitzir from Mitzrayim was Mikayach the Chesed of Hashem Mitzrayim, not Kayach the Din. The Din wasn't maskim to that. So therefore, the chesed that Hashem has done for us on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we sing halal about, that's a halal on regular chesed. And that's all very good when we're in shul and we sing halal, a full halal, straight halal. That in pnimius is the reg of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'll just say parenthetically that one of the major mistakes which we make, and I know there's shiurim people give about mistakes which you make at the night of the Seder, I would venture to say this is an even bigger mistake. That one of the things which we make, the mistakes which we make on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that we're so in a rush to get home, b'chipazim, to start the Seder on time, that we don't pay attention to Ma'ariv. Right? We zip through Ma'ariv, we zip through Hallel, we come home, we start the Seder already, everything is about the Seder. Happens to me that in Pnimius, that's not true. That it could be that the Oiris which are Nisgala by Ma'ariv, even greater than that which is being Nisgala by the Seder. Al Pi Rishash, the way it works, is that there's Pnimius v'Chitzonius. The Pnimius takes place by the Tefillah, and the Chitzonius takes place by the Haggadah. So Pnimius is always greater than Chitzonius, perhaps except by the Leil HaSeder, but let's just take Pashup Shat. That would mean that what's taking place, at least on a superficial level, on a Pashup Shat level, that the greater is the Tefillah which we daven than the Seder which we do by the Haggadah. We don't really see this as being a Shidduch between the Tefillah and the Haggadah which takes place afterwards. We're so focused on getting home that we overlook the davening. But anyways, the rega for Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Shas Tefillah. And we sing a full straight halal. But when you come to the Seder, you have to also reckon with the Midas Adin. That's called Chitzonius. The Midas Adin is saying, whoa, what's going on over here? Who says that it could be this way? Who says it should be this way? Why should it be Yetzias Mitzrayim? Slow down. And because the Hallel, which we come to sing by the Seder, it has this tension with the Midah of Din. What is the nature of this Matzah? That question. Manishtana. When we say Manishtana, it awakens the original Manishtana. Manishtana Eilu Me'elu. And so therefore we have to make a sipit time. We have to begin with the Gnos. Matchinim Mignos. And we speak about the Matzah being a Simen of Avdus. And we say, so, oh, is the Midah going to be maskim or is it not going to be maskim? So Hashem makes this amazing plan that He takes the Tzafon and He's megal it later. But the only challah which we're able to say in the beginning of the Seder is only a chatzi challah. Because the mid of din is something to reckon with. So after we say chatzi challah, we have to stop. That's why after we begin eating matzah, which is the beginning of the Seder of the Geula, we get to maror. Maror is gemachia mavis, the Arizal says. There's a maror at the Seder table. And the maror says that there's still dinim, there's still gvuros. We have to be mamtik these dinim. And therefore, it's only once we eat from the afikoymin, which is that marav tuf chashit sasantum me'echa, not only do we finish the halal, but we explode with halal. We start to say nishmas and shechinad, and the halal hagadol, hoydi lashem gitoyv kilam chastoy. Where does this major halal come from? When we come to Nirtzel, we start to sing mishalim and ramazim, and adib and malucha, and mamash ashira, ashira like la'asalavo, the Navi says. How does that happen? Because there's a secret called safon, that you unlock Hashem's mid of Rav Chesed, Madrav Tuvcha, Shetzafan Tzaliyecha, of where even the mid of Din is masking, because where do these Chasadin come from? They come from within the Din. So you're Megala, Rav Chesed, such a halo which is only a halo Me'in La Salava Dika halo, which makes the halo which we said earlier bottled in this halo. Like we said earlier, that really, although we would normally say that Chitzonius is less than Pnimius, but on the night of the Seder, there's this Manashtana which takes place where the Chitzonius is even greater than the Pnimius. Because we're Megala within the Midah of Din, special Rav Chesed, which is Niskawa. This also takes place by Purim. Purim is also on this level of Pesach La'asalava. We know that place, the Nes of Purim took place on Pesach. And the reason why Purim is so great, it's like Pesach plus. Purim has the ability to be Megala, the hidden ingredients, the hidden pinyas within Pesach. The Pesach is not just a Chatzi Halah, it's not just Stama Day of Chesed. Purim had the koyach to be megala the Rav Chesed, which is inherent within Pesach. That's why Mordechai is gematria Rav Chesed. Mordechai was able to be megala new inyanim, which were not in his gala in Pesach yet. I think it works very well with the Likutei Maran, who says that it used to be that all beginnings began with Pesach, but now, ... He didn't finish. He just wrote that. And his Talmud of Nasan went along and he completed, and he said, but now all beginnings begin with Purim. Really, it used to be Purim was the last Yontif of the year, because Pesach is the first. So Rabbi Nachman says, it used to be Pesach was the beginning, but really now, ... comes along Rabbi Nasa, and Purim is the beginning. What does that mean? That Purim is not just the last Yontif of the year, it's a Hakdama for Pesach. Shlosh Yom Kodem HaChag is Purim. We're beginning to prepare for Pesach. Because Purim has the ability to be Megal of the Rav Chesed within Pesach. Like a Likud La'asalavo Pesach. Not just that it's a Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim. Also it's the Inyan of La'asalavo. Again, these are all inyanim which you could be mayrucham, but trying to stay more on course a little bit here. That's why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Bechesed b'mishpat ashira," and the Gemara and Chazal say, "In bechesed ashira, in b'mishpat ashira." David HaMelech says, "I don't just sing about your chasadim; I sing about your dinim also. I sing about your mishpat." So, really, the beginning of the night of Pesach is a shira called "In bechesed ashira." But already by Tzafon, where you're Megala the Rav Chesed within the Din, that's called In B'mishpat Ashira. You can sing even about the Dinim. Oh, to sing about the Dinim? It's a new Madrega. That you need a Nishmas Kol Chai, you need a Nisham Yaseira for that. That's the Leila Seder is even higher than the beginning of the Seder. That's why it's Chaval that we fall asleep at the end of the Seder. That's really when it really starts to get amazing. So that's why on Purim, there's no Halal. There's no halal on Purim. Why is there no halal? Because you can't express such a halal yet. That halal comes from a place of Rav Chesed. There's no such halal for that. We only have a ha'ar of that at the end of the Seder of Pesach. The only thing you can do to suffice halal on Purim is to say Kriyasa Zuhilula. You can talk about it. By saying about the Nes, that's our halal. But to give mamash a halal, it's much, much above halal, the regular halal which we do. It's like a line that which Chazal say, Hine Tov Ma'od. Chazal say, Tov Zuma Lachachayim. Tov Ma'od Zuma Lachamavis. Zuma Lachamavis. So when Hashem is Mamtik the Dinim of the Malachamavis, you'll say about this, wow, this is Rav Tuvcha. Asher Tzafan Tadav Yecha. So you eat Maror, and then you do something really amazing, and you do a Koyrech on that Maror, which is the Hakdama Tetzafa. You're sweetening the judgments of Maror. You're being mevatel et chad betray. You're taking two matzahs and one Maror. That's called the bittel. You're being mevatel the Maror. And that is already a hakdama to come to Tzafon. You're megala the oimik of that Maror. Maror is gematria mavis. And Tzafon is marav tufcha. It's the rav toiv ma'oid zumalach hamavis. That's the Seder. So therefore, if we could just continue Alpi Primis a little bit, it would seem that Chesed is greater than Din. Right? Because Chesed is Gematria 72, and Din is only 74. But we're saying no, that the Afikomen, which is the Mid of Din, is 64. But now we're saying that Afikomen is really the bigger piece. The Mid of Din is bigger than the Tzad of Chesed. That's what we said, right? How could that be? Because there's a secret that if you take the word din and you turn the nun into an endanun, you know that when you come to the letter tav, it's 400, then there's the five enda letters. Mem, nun, tzadi, pei, chaf, right? Mem sulfis, nun sulfis, pei sulfis, chaf sulfis, and tzadi sulfis. So that's gematria 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. So the nun sulfis is gematria 700. So if you do that, if you turn the nun into an endanun of din, so now din is actually bigger gematria than chesed. So chesed was, in the beginning, it was 72, and din was only 64. But if you pull out the nun, the end of nun, which is the nun which Hamel was hung on, which is the Gavay Chamish Mama, right? If you pull that out, then what? Then din is a higher gematria than chesed. Din is 714, and chesed is only 72. That's called Rav Tuvcha. It's much, much greater than the chesed. That the Rav chesed within the din is much greater. So along these lines, so if you take din with that gematria, which is 714, it's gematria k'tayrus. 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 But the koilo is gematria k'tayrus. What does k'tayrus have to do with this? What does k'tayrus have to do with the koimen? So it's very interesting. The whole secret of k'tayrus, which we do in the beginning of davening, and it's chaval that many of us skip it, is k'tayrus is the secret of being mamtik v'dinim. Mamtik v'dinim. We spoke about this in a shiur a few months back, the whole inyan of Ketairis, but just agav how it relates to Pesach. The whole secret of Ketairis is to be mamtik dim, to sweeten dinim. So it's very interesting that there's a very strong connection between the night of Pesach and Ketairis. Ketairis. Like we said before, the whole inyan is, by the end of the Seder, is to be mamtik the dinim. That's why the Pasuk says, when the Yidin left Mitzrayim, it says in Shir Shirim in the beginning, Mi zois oylam min habidbar. Who is this nation who is leaving Mitzrayim, entering the Midbar, Kisimros Ashvan Mikuteres Mor Ulavona, that they had a reyach of Ketores when they left Mitzrayim. Which tells us that B'nai Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, there was an Indian of Ketores, that Hashem used Ketores to take the Indian out of Mitzrayim. In fact, this Lashon of the Pasuk, Mizas Olam in HaMidbar, Kisimros Ashvan, where else do you find this Lashon of Kisimros Ashvan? No? In what? In the Haggadah. Dam, ve'esh, v'simros ashan. It seems like it's such a puzzling thing. And we dip our fingers and we go, dam, ve'esh, v'simros ashan. What in the world is dam, ve'esh, v'simros ashan? Right? So dam, you would say, is the dam of Makkah, the first Makkah of dam. That's how the Rishonim learn it. Esh, I guess you would say, is what? The fire which we followed when we left Mitzrayim. But what's k'simros ashan? But Teretz is that Kisimros Ashan really is the totality of everything. It represents the Ketores, and the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was the secret of Ketores. The pillars of smoke. Pillars of smoke. I guess you could say that was like the Anan which led us in the Midbar, but that's how some learn. But Kisimros Ashan is a reference to the Ketores, because it says, Mikuteres Mor Ulvona, a Ketores of Mor, which is the first ingredient of the Ketores, and Levona, which is the fourth one of the Ketores. So you see there's an inyan of Ketores when leaving Mitzrayim. It's very nice because the Arizal says that the secret of Ketores is 11 times the Shem Adonis. So how many Samamonim are there in the Ketores? 11, right? So he says 11 times the Shem Adonis is Gematria 715. Gematria Ketores. That means to say that each one of the samamanim of Ketores is the Shem Adonis. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod. Now, Adonis is Gematria Hamas. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod. What's Gematria Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod? Huh? 65. So Gematrias you have to know like right off the bat. Havai you have to know is 26. Adonis you have to know is 65. Right? And together it's 91. Gematria Omeg. This has to be.
What is the second word?
Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adonai, Hashem's name. I call that Adnus. Okay? So Adnus is 65. Havaya is 26. Together it's Gematria Omen. Right? So now every single one of the Makos you could say is a Shem Adnus. Because Adnus is 65, and how much is Gematria Maka?
65.
So that means that each Maka Hashem brought down a Shem Adnus. That's what Hashem says. When I take you out of Mitzrayim, Don Anoichi. I will show you that I'm the Dayan. Right? Don Anoichi. Just parenthetically, my Rebbe says, Don Anoichi is also Gematria Matzah. And when you break the matzah into two, you break one matzah is called the tzad Don, and the other tzad is called Anoichi. Right? Don is the Makos that Hashem brought on the Mitzim, and Anoichi is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's why you take it and you make it soft one, means to say that you wait for Har Sinai until you get there. You get the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yetzizir Metzizah. Okay? So you have Don Anoichi. So each Makos is called Hashem's Adnus. He's showing that I'm the boss. I'm the Don. Don Yechidi. There's only one Don. So for each Makos called Hashem is an Adnus. So how many Makos do we have?
Ten.
Right? So, but according to the Sukkot of Ketores, there's 11 times Maka. What's the 11th Maka? Yes, Yamsuf is the 11th Maka. So there's really 11. There's 10 Makas in Mitzrayim, but there's an 11th Maka when they're leaving Mitzrayim. So that means that there's 11 Makos. So 11 times Maka is Gematria Ketores. Like I said, 11 times Adnus. So really you see within Ketores, when the Arizal says that it's 11 times Adnus, it's really the same thing as saying 11 times Maka, and being that there's 11 Makos, because you have to include Kriyas Yamsuf, like Chazal say, Pakod Yifkod. Pakod in Mitzrayim. Yifkod by Kriyas Yamsuf. So therefore, that's why you have Ketores. So 11 Makos is the secret of Ketores. You see something very interesting also. When Eliezer went down to take out Rivka, it says, Vayikach ha'eved asara gemolim migmalei Adonav v'choltuv Adonav biyado. That means that he took down 10 gemolim, and he himself, right? So how many gemolim went down? 11, right? And it says, migmalei Adonav. That means Adonav is like the word Adnus, right? That's like 11 times Adnus. That means he went down with the secret of Ketores because he needed to extract Rivka from the hands of Bilavan and Besuel. So he used the secret of Ketores. That's why it says, migmalei Adonav, v'chol tuv Adonav biyado. Even this Indian of v'chol tuv is like Rav Tuvcha, that he used the secret of Ketores in order to take out Rivka. Getting back to what we were saying, the Arizal says that when you count the samamani haktayris, you're supposed to do it with your fingers. You're supposed to go like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Each one, you ever see the Sfaradim many times when they dab in Ketores? They're holding their siddur and they're going like this with their fingers, counting one by one on their hands. Right? That's because the Arizal says to do so. And it works out very nicely because, how does that relate to the Makos? Because what does the Torah say about each Makah? Each Makah is called a what? Etzba Elokim. So it works very nicely. Then in the same way that each Makah is called Etzba Elokim, that's why when it comes to Ketores, you count each one, like the Arizal says, Be'etzba Osa. It goes very nice also. We do it at the Seder. What do we do at the Seder? We come to the 10 Makos. Eidu Asara Makos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maybe on the Mitzrim, in Mitzray. And what do? We take out our fingers, at least according to some Shitas, and you take your Etzba, and you do each one, because that's what I'm saying. Etzba, each Makos is an Etzba. So you go, Dam, dip your finger in, Ba'esh, right? Dam, Tzvadei, Yakin, Imarav, with your Etzba. Because each one is an Etzba. So you're counting on the night of the Seder, each one of them with an Etzba. Is that not Ketores? Same thing that Arizal says about Ketores. And that ties into Yehuda. Yehuda ha'yinoisa mehem simanim. Why does he make simanim out of the Makos? Because we speak about the samamani haketores, that each one of the ketores are called simanim. And being that the ketores relates to simanim, so Yehuda ha'yinoisa mehem simanim, that the Makos are really just another expression of the ketores. As we said before, mukuteres mor levana when they came out of Mitzrayim. When you do this chesed din, with din being a matcha ketores, and chesed as well, so ketores chesed, or chesed din, is matcha keser elyon. As if to say that the shlemus, the perfect shlemus, that when you're megale, there are chesed within the din. When you turn that din, that nun, into a nun de minatzbach, the hainu that it becomes 700, and you raise it up to be megale, the rav chesed, so together, din and chesed cannot be a shidduch. Before, they were steerers to each other. But after you bring down, you summon the ketores to your table, and you mamtik the dinim, So now you elevate even the din, which was the maror, to being Rav Chesed. That's the tzafon. And when you get to that place, there's no longer a steer between Chesed and din, that you have to break them in half. Fakir, you can bring them together, and you can have Chesed and Rav Chesed together. That's a shidduch. That's called Keser Elyon. That's like the perfect shlemus between the two inyanim. Also, we'll just conclude with one last remez when it comes to k'tayres. So the Arizal says also, pitum hak'tayres. The word pitum is gematria three times ma. There's a shem hav Hashem called ma, which is the permutation of the alfin. Three times ma. So he says three times ma is gematria pitum. What else is three times ma? What's gematria three times ma? 45 plus 45 plus 45.
35.
Gematria matzah. So matzah is gematria three times ma. That's what the Sfarim say. Three times ma. Three times ma, right? So it's called matzah. Even the word matzah has the word ma in it, right? Tzadik ma. So therefore, if pitom is gematria three times ma, that means pitom is gematria matzah, right? That's the secret of matzah. So the Arizal is going to this pitom and he's saying, by the way, this pitom is three times ma. Three times ma is matzah. The three matzahs are connected ma. Right? So pitom hakatoris, how you begin k'toris. Pitom hakatoris. Also, pitom also goes back to pitom v'ram says, right? But it's spelled a little differently, but it has a shayichas to it. So pitom uktoris, right? Pitom hakatoris. So pitom is gematria matzah. And how much is gematria k'toris? So I'll tell you another gematria. So we said, what's gematria hakatoris? K'toris we said is 715. Hakatoris would be what? 720. Right? Now take the word yayin. Right? So it's yud yud is gematria 20. Now what about nun? How much is nun? 50. Oh, but now that we're saying that nun in the matzah of tikkun is 700, so how much is yayin? 720 is gematria haktoris. So that means that pitum is gematria matzah, haktoris is gematria yayin. That the whole introduction, that's the arba kosos and the three matzahs, right? That the whole introduction to pitum haktoris is a remez to the matzah and to the yayin. As if to say that the seder matzah v'yayin, that the shidduch of matzah v'yayin is really the whole inyan of hamtakas adinim, of sweetening the wine. Really the wine, it's not just stam wine on the night of the seder. This wine on the night of the seder comes from a higher place, of a yud, of a nun, which comes from a place where Haman came from, that shar chamishim, that the very high place, that's pitum haktoris. So we see on the night of the seder, the evolution here, the transformation, which is even nicker in the halal itself, that we started off with the halal, with that burst on the beginning of the night by tefillah, and then you come to a slowed down halal because there's a din which is misnaged, and then when you bring out the whole inyan of the seder, your maschal bignus, and you bring out the, and you do the kairich and the matzah and the whole inyan of tzaf, and you come to that place where you megala a halal which is a halal de la asalavai. Kalel is chadish chag, imam is like the halal de la asalavai we're going to see. That's all inyan of the night. The whole inyan, it's a matzah, which is called matzah shmura, lil shimurim, that there's no dinim on the night, that fakir, that any dinim which are present at the night of the seder, Hashem takes them and elevates them, as megal of the rav chesed within the din. This is the tremendous kayach of the night of Pesach, which is the echa, the chakosh v'sameach, and the shnas gul of Yeshua. Amen.